listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure to check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are headed up to a Taurus full moon, which is a big deal. Taurus is a really earthy, stubborn, powerful, methodical sign, which we can all tap into to make stuff real in the world. So it's pretty cool that we're going to be having this full moon there. And it's a full moon that's quite supported as well. There's a lovely aspect with Mars and Jupiter that day. And it's trining Pluto and opposing Mercury and the sun in Scorpio, which is what full moons always do. So we are right now midweek coming up to the full moon. So I'm going to kind of go over what that looks like for us heading towards the full moon. So starting basically the 6th of November, we have just experienced, I guess it would be starting the 5th of November, we've just experienced and are experiencing, because it's not so fast moving, the square between Mars and Pluto. And that's tricky territory. There's a lot of pressure. Pluto's in Capricorn. Mars right now is in Libra. And even though they're both the boss cardinal signs, they go about things in very different ways. So Pluto in Capricorn wants to basically tear up the foundation and start from scratch, basically. But it's not just like, this is not just on a whims, like whimsical. It's like, listen, we've got to build something that's going to last and that will pay dividends and will contribute to others. And like, there's a lot going on with the Pluto and Capricorn. And it's, I think, too, a lot of exposing of secrets, exposing of people in powerful positions, or even like maybe you're misrepresenting yourself in some way, or I mean, we all do it, but it's the sort of energy that can come along and slap you on the hand for it. So be careful that whatever you're doing is kind of for the greater good. Otherwise, you could end up in a situation that isn't exactly ideal. But with this wonderful Mars in Libra, it's not overly enjoying itself there because it's, you know, the ruler of Aries. So it likes to go forth and charge into things and not have to think too much about things, not have to, you know, foresight isn't exactly Mars's general territory. But in Libra, it's having to be thoughtful, it's having to be considerate. So there is this like sort of just this uncomfortable position where you are kind of maybe being forced into something, forced to learn things. Like I'm right now working on my website, which is like I had problems with hacking on the back end and like all kinds of stuff were going down with my website. And I was really good at just ignoring it because it's not my forte. I get in there and I'm kind of trying to figure out what's going on, but then I just don't understand really what I'm doing. So it's frustrating. So I don't really want to do it. But I have to get it sorted out. This isn't something I can just leave because it's like my livelihood. I have to make sure it's all functioning properly. So it's interesting coming up with this Mars in Capricorn or Mars in Pluto square. It's like forcing me now to dig into the things I don't understand. And it's very much all around my like creative work and my work because it's in my fifth house. This stuff is going down. So it has to do with my creativity and my self-expression, and it all needs to be fixed. It all needs to be fine-tuned, and I'm kind of feeling forced into it. It's good, though. Like, yeah, it's not fun, and I'm feeling frustrated, and I feel short-tempered a little, and it's not ideal. Like, I'm not my best self, really, but I am getting a lot done. So I'm kind of being forced into a corner where I feel like I have to get my shit together. So you might be feeling like that, depending on, of course, where it is in your chart, which house it's activating. That's where you're going to feel this, like, this pressure. So have fun with that. It's going to be super productive, which is fun. And then the same day, though, we like have the moon sextiling Uranus and sextiling Jupiter. So like I said, even though it's hard and you're being kind of pushed into a corner, it's ultimately for your growth and your evolution that you're doing this. You're being pushed into the corner. So take it. Take what you can get. Your thoughts are going to be quite clear. You're going to be able to see what you want to create and how to create it. It's all clarifying right now, even though Mercury is in retrograde in Scorpio. But I think that's part of it because Scorpio goes deep. It's not good at, all the water signs are quite emotional and like empathetic, and they do tend to be deep and concerned. Scorpio is like wanting us to look at the nitty-gritty and what the reality is of the situation and like who's responsible and what you need to do to change. And you have to take responsibility. Like, for instance, I noticed that, well, recently I've had these ideas coming to me that I'm really good at theory. I'm good at, like, I have a whole bunch of Sagittarius in my chart. I have Mercury and Mars and Neptune and Venus all in Sagittarius. Whole lot of Sag. So I'm really good at like philosophizing and ideas and like ways of thinking, like bodies of knowledge, which astrology really is, right? It's all these ideas. So I love the ideas. I like, and I think that like what I realized about myself is that like when it comes down to like actually doing the theory, then I get kind of, it's almost like I go into overwhelm. So for instance, marketing. I understand, Sagittarius, of course, would understand marketing. I understand all these ideas. I understand lead pages and like sales funnels and all these things. And I actually think like, oh, well, I know marketing. Like, of course, like I even get job offers all the time for marketing because I've done, you know, content creation and things like that for marketing. But what I realized is when I have to sit down in front of my computer and do the little details, I'm not very good at it. I'm like, I get bored and I find it frustrating and like my attention span gets really short. It's like, it's not interesting to have to do all these details. I want to think about the big reason or like, you know, the theory of marketing. So I've come up against this in myself, in my own personality. And it's not the greatest like trait really, because sure, I'm great at the ideas, but I also have to employ like the step-by-step processes, which seem to be a lot harder than, you know, having the ideas. So wherever this is in your chart, it could be like a similar thing where you realize that there's something about who you are or what you're doing that's actually kind of hindering you, and you need to work through your processes. Rest assured, just identifying that this is a problem is like opening the door. So even seeing myself like, okay, so yeah, you're not great at all these little steps and you haven't been very good at implementing them, but it's not like you can't do it. You just have to sit there and force yourself. And that's what I've been doing with all this Pluto and Mars square. So I'm sure you're probably experiencing it because we all have this somewhere going on in our chart, right? So good luck with that. Hopefully it's going well. Coming up Friday, the 8th is a really good day. There's a trine on Friday between the Sun and Neptune and a sextile with the Sun and Saturn. So, and it also trines Venus that day. So it's just a very, and the moon goes into Aries, you're going to have a lot of energy and a lot of clarity and a lot of like just the focus. The Scorpio retrograding provides this focus, which is pretty wonderful. So that day, you might be able to actually, because Saturn is very good, it's in Capricorn, it's very good with the real world and what you need to do in the real world to make real things happen and bring things into reality. So the Sun sextiling Saturn will give you a chance to like see some, like see your manifestation being created, knowing that you're taking the steps that are bringing it into reality. It's very, I guess it's very like stabilizing. You feel like you can trust yourself. You can trust that you're going to be able to follow through, or you can trust that what you're doing is working. Yay! Like, that's super fun. We also have a trine between the Sun and Neptune. That's a totally different energy because Neptune, it it's the dreamy, magical, connected to the cosmos energy. So somehow we're also getting like downloads of information. We're getting new ideas. We're getting cosmic ideas. Maybe we're getting like solutions that are coming from higher realms. So we're going to be super sensitive that day, but we're sensitive to the positive. So it's not like we're picking up on like, you know, dark entity attachments. We're more like picking up on like the light beings and, you know, the angels and the guides that are there to assist us for our higher evolution, which I totally believe are there, just as I believe they're, the dark side stuff is there too. So this is the like positive, supportive, the energy that makes you feel like you're not alone when you feel all alone. It's a really wonderful, supportive energy. So that day, Friday, is important. We also have the same right after the Neptune sextile. We've got Saturn sextiling Neptune. So there's this ability to bring your dreams into reality, bring your ideas down to the real world, which is probably what we all need to do, right? Like, I'm sure we all have little ideas or big ideas about what we want to do to create or what we want to create in reality. Now Saturn is coming in and saying, okay, like, we can make this happen. This is totally possible. You need a little bit of discipline. You need focus. You need repetition. You need methods. And coming right along is going to be the Taurus full moon. So there we will tap into methods. We'll tap into like putting our foot down and just doing what we know works, which is pretty awesome. Taurus is super good at that. Mercury and the sun will be conjoined in Scorpio, opposing this full moon. So in Scorpio, again, we get down to the depths of things. We understand the hidden. We lift the veils of illusion. I actually did this fabulous meditation for so many years. It's from an author named Sanaa Roman, who I adore. And she channels this being called Orin. And she does a series of books called the Earth Life series. There's a website called orindeben.com that you can go to. And it's in this one of the meditations, it's actually called Being Your Higher Self. Or no, that was a different meditation. But that's also a good thing too, being your higher self. But one of them was lifting the veils of illusion. And I listened to that. I had a series of little meditations that I listened to. I've listened to it so many times in my lifetime. And that is what Scorpio does, is it lifts the veils of illusion. So it may not be fun and it may not feel good sometimes, but you need to see behind the veil. You need to know what's going on, because otherwise you're not, you know, an autonomous being. You're not free if you don't really know what's going on. So that's kind of what's, even though Taurus, the full moon in Taurus, like they would rather, Taurus often would rather not know what's going on. My mom that raised me is a Taurus, and my biological mom is a Taurus too. What are the odds of that, right? And grandmother is Taurus. So I have the Taurian energy around me. And what I find having a Scorpio moon is that Taurus very much wants to stay the same. They don't want their feathers ruffled. Like, my mom's always giving me shit for asking so many questions. Why do you have to ask so many questions? You ask so many questions all the time. And I'm like, I ask questions because I'm being, you know, the Scorpio moon, because I'm curious. I like legitimately am curious. That's why I'm asking the questions. Also, stop psychoanalyzing me. I don't mean to do it, but it's just the way my Scorpio self kind of functions. It wants to know. It wants to dig down and understand, you know, the nitty gritty or the workings or the foundation or how this problem started. So we all have got that energy happening right now, which is, I think, maybe because I have a Scorpio moon, is like really invigorating. And I want to know what's wrong and what's not working and how it happened and where it started. And so you might be getting insights and downloads of information about this sort of thing right now, especially coming up to this full moon, which will be exact on November 12th at 5:34 a.m. I'm in the Pacific Standard Time Zone. So figure out where you are, and you'll know exactly the time. You can just look up in the sky. It's actually an early morning full moon, so it's going to seem its fullest the day before. By the time the nighttime comes, when it's actually full, or after it's actually full, you can see it shrinking a little. Isn't it cool that we can all look up at the moon And yes, there's theories that the moon is not even real, that it's like actually used to control the human population. Fun fact, little Scorpio fun fact. But nevertheless, we're still under the influence of it. And it's pretty cool, I think, to know that like when I'm looking at the moon, that you're looking at the moon. And we're all looking at the same moon together. I just feel like, I don't know, there's that song, Somewhere Out There Beneath the, you know, that one. And we're all under the great big sky under the same moon, which is, I don't know, somehow comforting. We're all in this together. So that day, make sure that you tap into what you want to create, especially financially, because Taurus rules finances. They're very good at becoming wealthy. They're very good at like luxury and comfort. They're ruled by Venus, right? So they love the finer things in life. So with this full moon, you can tap into a strategy that will create, you know, the strategy that will create the methods that you need to keep repeating to create this solid foundation of wealth and comfort and ease and joy and privilege in your life. So why not tap into that? Why not have, you know, comfort and ease and joy and privilege? And that sounds like fun to me. That sounds like I'd like to have some of that. So that day, make sure, you know, it also taps into our creativity and romance and finances and structure and all the like the earthy things being Taurus. So any Taurus type things are easily accessible. And the opposition is the Scorpio moon or the Scorpio sun and Mercury. And that kind of keeps us, you know, sure, we can have all these wonderful things, but we can't ignore what's going on under the surface. Likely there's something going under the surface that's keeping you from those wonderful things, those like fabulous little, you know, tidbits that you can go, oh yeah, like even just having that realization that, wow, like I actually think I know so much more than I do. Great. I think I'm like, you know, so down on internet marketing, but I really haven't implemented very many of those theories, have I? So it's like, it's good to know that. It's like honest. I'm being honest with myself. Even though I wasn't even aware of this trait until, like, I know Sagittarians are sort of self-righteous know-it-alls a lot of the time, but I didn't realize in this area I was so good at the theory, but I hadn't actually implemented the practices. So whatever comes up for you, be open to it. Be open to learning about yourself because you will learn about yourself. And then you can actually go in and change behaviors that might not be the, you know, the most effective. And there's so many ways to change behavior, right? There's, you know, there's tapping, there's hypnosis, there's even having your astrological chart, which I'd love to do for you if you're interested. We can see, like, we can go right to the nitty-gritty and see exactly what aspects are causing the hang-up and, you know, where they came into play and how you can actually flip that energy to the positive. And you know, there's all kinds of techniques to use, but there's also very simple ways to do it just by being aware of it. So if you are interested in having your chart looked at and having a reading, do feel free to contact me because I love doing chart readings. I really do. Thank goodness I get to do them. I mean, even just reading about and learning about astrology is so helpful in tapping you into the flow of the cosmos. Even just learning about the moon signs and the moon changing, especially if you're a water sign, keeps you flowing with the positive and relaxing when it's negative and not, you know, overly, you know, stressing yourself or becoming anxious. So what else can you do on that full moon? There is a lovely sextile between Mars and Jupiter. Again, it's like lucky. There's like a fired up luck energy going on, which is great, right? Like it really is. So if you need to expand, if you need to put energy into some kind of an expansion, be careful that you don't overeat. That can be, people can have transits with Jupiter, especially when it crosses their first house, where they start to put weight on. And like, you don't even realize you're doing it. But suddenly this happened to me where I was like, oh man, I really love chocolate and peanut butter right now. And I was feeling pretty good about, I was eating like 72% dark chocolate and peanut butter that was just peanuts. There was no sugar or no oils or anything, just like flat up ground peanuts. And, but I was like, it was almost like I couldn't stop myself. I was so like eating every day I would stand there at the peanut butter jar and like dip in the chocolate, like really indulgent, very Jupiter. And I would feel like, oh, how can I give this up? This is, life was not worth living without this delicious, like indulgence in straight up peanut butter and chocolate. It really was like delicious. And I never even used to like peanut butter my entire life. So Jupiter went crossing over my first house and I was all of a sudden like having to have this. It was this most important thing. And I rationalized that it was like important that I needed to eat this peanut butter. And maybe it was like, you know, who knows? Maybe I needed to pack on a few pounds so that, you know, I didn't float away, or who knows why it happened. But Jupiter was in the place where it says, be careful because you could gain weight. So this influence too could have us being a little too indulgent. And you don't really want to stress out your liver or your kidneys or any of your organs. So make sure that you have like always moderation is the key. But also like any ideas that you have, you could luckily like meet lucky people all of a sudden, or people, relationships come into your life that are super lucky, possibly even from past lives because of the Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. You might be connecting with people who you've already worked with and who've already connected with. And when you meet them, you'll feel lucky. Like there'll be a sense of like, oh, there you are. Like you, the comfort and fortune will come with it, which is wonderful. The moon will also be trining Pluto. So Pluto's there. It's our soul's growth, right? Pluto wants us to evolve and it doesn't care what is in the way of that evolution. But it's trining the moon. So it's giving us like, again, we've got all this support from the earth energy. So what are you building? What are you creating in reality? What foundation are you laying? And make sure that you're kind of ruthless about it. That Scorpio's good at that. Scorpio is super good at suddenly realizing like how the relationship was wrong or what wasn't working and being like very decisive, very unlike Libra, being very decisive and done with it. It's very much, I like to say, it's an off with your head energy. So once it comes, like it's very patient and loyal and put up with a lot. But once it realizes that the situation is detrimental, once Scorpio sees behind the veil and understands the dynamics, which generally it will arrive at, it's done and it's off with your head and that relationship is over. So if you have, relationships or situations in your life that need to be gone, this is the time to do it. Off with their head, because you know it's like a time for pruning, like deadhead those flowers, get rid of extraneous matter. Like you need to be fine-tuned and focused, and having like a few like important goals and a few clear aims right now will be very effective, because then all of your energy is being laser-like poured into this one area. So you'll be able to do that. Make sure if there's stuff, you know, use your discernment and make sure that you can get rid of anything that's not really truly important to taking you towards your goals. And hopefully your goals are financial and, you know, like having to do with your real world situation, maybe like a new house or property or finances, or, you know, you're building a program that builds it, brings in finances, or something to do with making yourself more secure and more comfortable, but also evolving, because there's so much evolution energy happening right now. We can't not evolve. And if we do stick our heels in and choose not to grow, then, you know, Uranus and the universe and all the energies act up to kick us into action and can cause, you know, ruckus in our lives to force us into new situations. So I always say lean in, because leaning in and choosing to grow and making those difficult choices, you know, cutting away that extraneous matter will gain you rewards. It's like it'll bring you what makes you feel like secure and whole and fulfilled and creative and enjoy in from your heart. So, you know, why wouldn't you want to do that? Why wouldn't you? So that is it for the full moon. I'm going to go up to Wednesday the 13th. And then I'll save the rest for the next podcast. But on the 13th, right after the full moon, we have a sextile with the sun and Pluto and a trine between Mercury and Neptune and a sextile between Mercury and Saturn. Again, there's Gemini energy coming in that day. So your thoughts are going to be light and fast and clear, like very witty. And so if you have to do writing, that would be a good day for writing. If you had to, you know, write the words for your podcast or do some copy or write a book or whatever you got to do, communication will be pretty effortless that day and well supported. The sun sextiling Pluto gives us an opportunity to really understand who we are and what we're creating in the world and what we're, why we're creating it, and see very clearly into the future, like our own evolution and what we're doing towards our own evolution. Mercury trining Neptune, it gives our thoughts this magical quality. Like we can see magic, we can see synchronicity, we can see like all, I mean, it's, we live in a magical world. It's magic. Like the fact that we're here and it's pretty crazy. And so with Neptune tapping us in, all kinds of cosmic ideas can come down, all kinds of amazing realities or understanding of dimensions or parallel lives or, you know, walking in or all the different, you know, the reptilians. It's all the, like, I feel like it's all the light energy right now, even though there's all kinds of exposing Scorpio stories, like even the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. They've proven in the autopsy that clearly he didn't hang himself, that based on the way his throat was crushed, that he was probably strangled, which of course we all knew anyway. But there's these sorts of stories are being exposed, and the dark side and the seedy, you know, the pedophiles and the abusers and the all the like power hungry dark side energy is being exposed right now. Yay, that's awesome. But with all this stuff we got going around the full moon, it's really, we're seeing the light side and helping us, you know, do our light work and create reality and manifest what we want and help others manifest what they want and tap into the joy, because the more I tap into the joy and you tap into the joy and you, like everybody taps into it, then we set this vibration, this much higher vibration of ease and love and, you know, abundance and health and all these lovely things that apparently don't feed the dark side very much. So they're not interested in it. But we can feed the light side and create more joy for everybody. It's just important. And why not enjoy life? Why not create heaven on earth? So I think that is it for this week. If you have any questions or if you would like to have a chart reading done with me, I would be so happy to do that. And I super appreciate you listening to the podcast. And if you would, it'd be great if you could leave a review, because if the more reviews that get left, and if you enjoy it, of course, a positive review, the more reviews that get left, and the more people that can discover the podcast, and the more I can grow and you can grow, and hopefully, you know, it all goes around. So I would appreciate that. So many blessings for a most fruitful, most cornucopia of wonderful things on this Taurus full moon. Thank you so much for listening.